You're listening to the Christmas Podcasts podcast.
It's gonna hurt a little bit, isn't it?
Fred, I'm not gonna lie to you. It ain't gonna tickle.
What, dear?
Grace!
Grace! She passed away 30 years ago.
They want you to say Grace. The blessing!
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen.
Hello, Merry Christmas, and welcome to this edition of the Christmas Podcasts podcast. I'm Sean, and I started this podcast with the intent on giving you updates on new Christmas podcasts and the latest episodes they drop. You can find links to all of these episodes on our website, ChristmasPodcasts.com. Stop by and leave a review for the podcasts and their episodes. And while you're at it, stop by ChristmasHallOfFame.net and get your votes in for who and or what you want to be in the inaugural class of the Christmas Hall of Fame. I'll talk more about the Christmas Hall of Fame at the end of this episode. Well, the 25th of the month just passed this week. We call that Rudolph Day, and that seems to be a popular day for a bunch of Christmas podcasts to drop. So, now that I have the housekeeping out of the way, let's get on with this episode.
All aboard!
Well, you coming?
Three podcasts were added to ChristmasPodcasts.com this week. They are Tinsel Tunes, The Total Christmas Podcast, and Jingle Jank Podcast. Tinsel Tunes has been brought to life by Dwayne Bailey. He is based in Hawke's Bay, New Zealand. He also runs the Facebook page Christmas in New Zealand, which is a New Zealand Christmas enthusiast page. He does have some international followers too. Simply put, Dwayne loves Christmas. And he loves music. Well, most of it. He also plays the drums. So, he decided to join them all together in a podcast. Tinsel Tunes podcast goes into great detail about Christmas tunes. Full of fun and interesting facts, it will get you into the Christmas spirit. Hear about your favorite classics or modern songs. Learn more about those songs that you dislike. The stories behind these are just as interesting. You may also find some new favorites and get a heads up on what will be new each season. Dwayne has a real knowledge of music, and it shows. He's able to find different versions of classic Christmas tunes, and the history of those tunes will also get you thinking. The Total Christmas Podcast is Jack Ford wanting to make a podcast for many years, and he finally putting his love of Christmas with his love of podcasts together to make the Total Christmas Podcast. He drops episodes every 2 weeks so that come December, you can listen to an episode each day in the lead up to Christmas. And it's not just his podcast. This podcast is for everyone who loves Christmas. Each week is different, with new segments being added, and there's help from his U.S. correspondent, Scott Newman of Jingle Jank, and his unnamed technology correspondent. So spread the Christmas cheer and enjoy the show. Jack is a wacky Brit who has a real love for Dickens's A Christmas Carol. His enthusiasm is catchy, and his children add that special charm to the podcast. Jingle Jank is a podcast showcasing the weird, wild, wacky, and whiny Christmas music that Scott Newman and Jay LaChapelle, two guys in their 40s who have been friends since high school, find on YouTube. Each week, they pick five songs relating to a topic, artist, or specific title, and poke some lighthearted fun at them. Scott and Jay are looking for offbeat and obscure songs that you probably do not even know exist. Some songs are awful, okay, well, many are, but they are not here to just trash the artists. Fair warning, however, you are not going to find popular hits here. It is a family-friendly podcast, except for an occasional bonus episode, and any of those episodes that are not family-friendly will be marked as such. Another fun tidbit about the podcast, Scott is way into Christmas music, and Jay is just a good sport about it. Jingle Jank is one of the best new podcasts that I've come across recently.
He took my picture!
How did my hair look?
Now, here are the new episodes that dropped this week, August 22nd through the 28th. The Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas podcast dropped an episode on August 22nd called Flying High with Backcountry Santas. Ricky chats with Michael Wardle, the pilot coordinator of BackcountrySanta.org, about their volunteer efforts to bring supplies and COVID-19 relief to the Navajo Nation. Total Christmas podcast dropped an episode on August 22nd called Impressions of a Christmas Carol. It is the 11th episode, and you know what that means? Well, nope, neither does Jack. He revisits young Robin, and she belts out what some would refer to as a wonderful Christmas song, but others would consider the ramblings of a madman. Plus, her little sister gives her interpretation of Jingle Bells. This episode's version of A Christmas Carol is Rich Little's Christmas Carol, a TV special from 1978. Rich Little is a famous impersonator, and he plays all the characters in the story, each one a different famous person, including such greats as W.C. Fields, Jimmy Stewart, Humphrey Bogart, and plenty more. Then he gets to learn a bit more about his U.S. correspondent, Scott Newman, who tells Jack about his favorite Christmas things. In this episode, the Yule Lad he takes a look at is spoon liquor, and he's spindle thin. Tis the Podcast had an episode on August 24th called I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. This week, Julia, Tom, and Anthony journey into the realm of made-for-TV movies to discuss the 2001 family holiday film, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, based on the famous song of the same name. Once again, as so often happens, Anthony finds himself a man alone on an island on one side of the debate, his opinion fueled by nostalgia, while Tom and Julia find themselves together across the divide. Also revealed in this episode, what each of the elves feel about the Christmas song in question in general, as well as what their favorite covers are, their feelings on Dylan and Cole Sprouse and their acting abilities, and, in response to a question of the week posed by Gary Blauman, what television shows that are no longer producing new episodes they'd like to see come back for a one-off Christmas reunion special. All of this and much, much more, including fierce debates and laughs aplenty, make this one episode you do not want to miss. So settle back with those pumpkin spice lattes, blast that air conditioning, and enjoy. Tinsel Toons dropped an episode on August 25th called Second Birthday in Winter Wonderland. Happy birthday to Tinsel Toons. This episode marks 2 years of Tinsel Toons. In this episode, Dwayne looks at the song Winter Wonderland. He also tells you about some new Christmas podcasts. Hint, two of them we have on our site and one is new this week. Also, he has birthday wishes from Tim from Can't Wait for the Christmas podcast, Chris and Chris from Christmas Time in the City podcast, Adam from Mary Britzman's podcast, Todd from Christmas Clatter podcast, Jerry from Total Rad Christmas podcast, and Art from A Cozy Christmas podcast. Season's Eatings podcast dropped an episode on August 25th called Sugar Plums. You all know the poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas, and the line, and visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. Have you ever wondered what a sugar plum is? Join host Glenn Warren as he goes away with the fairies and explores the history and origins of the forgotten Christmas treat, sugar plums. Can't Wait for Christmas podcast had an episode on the 25th called The Burr Months. In this episode, Tim looks at what some folks consider to be the kickoff of the Christmas season, the Burr Months. Anyone on the MMC forums knows that there is a whole thread dedicated to the countdown to the burrs. If you're not a member of My Merry Christmas, head to MyMerryChristmas.com, sign up, and check it out. Tim also counts down the top 5 people who should be in the Christmas Hall of Fame, learns how to make an edible Christmas card, and premieres Chapter 4 of his made-for-podcast Christmas movie, A Bomb for Christmas. Plus, he discusses Dolly Parton's new release and Christmas in the Philippines. Yuletide TV had an episode on the 26th called Accepted. For the start of the new school year, your hosts, Chris, Brian, and John, take a look at the 2006 comedy, Accepted, starring Justin Long, Jonah Hill, Blake Lively, and Lewis Black. Along the way, they discuss karaoke bars, other Comedy Central classics, brandy old fashions, and the comedy of Kyle Kinane. As always, there's adult content in this episode, so it's best not to listen to this around the little ones. Totally Rad Christmas had an episode on the 27th called The Caroliers with Tom Crow. Totally Red Christmas All-Star Tom Crow from Tis the Podcast sits down with Jerry D to talk about his favorite Christmas album growing up. It's the Carolers and Peter Pan Records. Santa Claus is coming to town? Check. Who's that up on the roof? Check. The Christmas tree that ran away? Got that one too. But wait, Irwin the Disco Duck tags along too. So don't forget to vote for your favorite worst impression. Jingle Jank, while not new this week, is new to the website, so we'll feature their latest episode called Ska Punk Christmas Songs, which dropped on August 15th. Scott and Jay discuss ska punk Christmas songs from the type of bands that were popular in the mid-1990s. Songs featured are Joy to the World by the OC Supertones, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer by Real Big Fish, White Christmas by Goldfinger, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by the Holophonics, Feliz Navidad by the Toasters, Silent Night by Ska J, and Last Christmas, also by the Holophonics.
I knew I was handing Miss Shields a masterpiece.
Now I want to talk about the Christmas Hall of Fame. The Christmas Hall of Fame is an effort of the Christmas community online anchored at the Merry Forums of MyMerryChristmas.com. You can visit ChristmasHallOfFame.net and vote for who you think should be in the inaugural class of the Christmas Hall of Fame. You can also nominate pretty much anything that makes the Christmas season special to be in future Christmas Hall of Fame classes. Anything goes for the nominations. People, real or fictional, places, things, music, podcasts, foods, events, etc. So get on over to ChristmasHallOfFame.net and get voting.
Our work here is finished.
And that's going to wrap up this episode of the Christmas Podcasts podcast. I'd like to thank all the podcasters that are on our website for sharing their love of Christmas with us and all the listeners out there. And here's a quick update of all the podcasts you can find on ChristmasPodcasts.com. The Merry Little Podcast, A Cozy Christmas Podcast, The North Pole Podcast, Seasons Eatings Podcast, Can't Wait for Christmas Podcast, The Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas Podcast, The Advent Calendar House, Weird Christmas Podcast, Tis the Podcast, Merry Britsmas Podcast, Christmas Time in the City Podcast, Christmas Clatter Podcast, Totally Rad Christmas, Yuletide TV, and our three new ones this week, Tinsel Tunes Podcast, The Total Christmas Podcast, and Jingle Jank Podcast. You can also find all of the Christmas Podcasts podcast episodes on there as well. I would also like to thank Jeff Westover of My Merry Christmas for not only helping me put this podcast together, but for all the other behind-the-scenes things he does to get this up and running as well. And I'd especially like to thank you for listening to this podcast. I'm always looking for new and interesting Christmas podcasts, so if you have a Christmas podcast you'd like me to listen to, or if you have a Christmas podcast you'd like to have us feature on our website, just email me at sean@christmaspodcasts.com. That's Sean, S-E-A-N, as in Sean Astin, and let me know. You can also let me know what you think of this podcast as well. Now that I have a few of these under my belt, I'm going to see if I can catch up with some of our podcast hosts, interview them, and play that conversation for you on a future episode. Also, I encourage you to visit ChristmasPodcast.com and review any or all of the podcasts we have out there. We also have all the links to these podcasts so you can download all the episodes you like for your listening pleasure. You can find Christmas Podcasts podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or anywhere you get your Christmas podcasts from. Once again, I'd like to thank you for listening to the Christmas Podcasts podcast. And remember, stay safe, keep the spirit of Christmas in your heart, and if you need me, I'll be in the corner of the Shispering Pines, sipping on some eggnog, listening to Christmas podcasts. ChristmasPodcasts.com is a proud member of the My Merry Christmas family of websites.
Take it off, Rudolph!
Are you sure you've never done this before? Because you're driving like an absolute pro who makes a lot of mistakes.